America. Just call in.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBVTA internet radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello, this is Master Griot Radio, and we are very excited here on Master Griot Radio because we get to start a new show. And our new show we're starting is with the young ladies from Comingies Elementary School in the city of Philadelphia. And we're going to introduce them, and they're going to start off a new program here on Master Griot Radio, which will air every other Thursday here on Master Griot Radio. So we're here on live blog talk radio. And I am going to start off with the director, Mrs. Rashida Jabbar, who's going to tell us about the Ladies Club at Comingies School and tell us about our new radio program.
Good day, everyone. My name is Mrs. Rashida Jabbar, and I am the president of Benjamin Comingies Elementary School Home and School Association. We're going to get started right away with the show, and we have a great show lined up for you, but I'm going to take this out of my hand and direct it to the Young Ladies Club of Benjamin Comingies Elementary School.
Good day, my name is Nicole. And welcome to the Benjamin B. Comingies Ladies First Club radio show on MasterGriotRadio.com. Our mission statement is to educate and enhance the lives of young ladies at Benjamin Comingies School with etiquette, grace, and charm.
Good day. My name is Gabriella. I would like for all of our members to introduce themselves, starting from my right.
Good day. My name is Monique.
Good day. My name is Diana.
Good day. My name is Yvonne.
Good day, my name is Kelsey.
Good day, my name is Lisa.
Good day, my name is Elisa.
Good day, my name is Nancy.
Thank you, ladies. We are most fortunate in having with us today our very special guest, Queen Mother Flaka Fatah, who is the founder and CEO of the House of Emoja. But before we introduce Queen Mother Fatah, we would like to give you, our listening and the audience, in a brief history of our special guest, Queen Mother Fatah.
Good day, my name is Nancy. Queen Mother Fatah was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She attended South Philadelphia High School for Girls, and upon graduation went on to studying writing at the Temple University. She is also an urban youth consultant specializing in violence prevention from gang warfare, fighting against housing discrimination.
Good day, my name is Elisa. In 1968, she founded Emoja Magazine. In 1970, Emoja Magazine was extended into the House of Emoja Boys Town. At that time, gang warfare was a serious problem, and governmental authorities and community agencies were struggling to cope with this problem. Her greatest working endeavor is as the founder and CEO of the House of Emoja. Emoja's work has been recognized by former presidents Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and William Clinton. Since inception, over 3,000 youth have resided at the House of Emoja.
Good day, my name is Lisa. Queen Mother Flaka Fatah has received over 100 national and local awards for community service and journalism. The House of Emoja is an extraordinary, known, dedicated organization with a comprehensive program that provides a positive living environment for boys ages 15 to 18. Who unfortunately lack a sufficient family structure and it operates on the principle of the extended family.
Good day, Queen Mother Fatah. My name is Kelsey. Welcome to the Young Ladies First Club Radio Talk Show. It is such a pleasure to have your grace out to have you grace our presence today.
Well, thank you so very much, and this is very exciting to hear from the young ladies who are the voice of tomorrow.
Queen Mother Fatah, upon discovering that one of your six sons had joined the gang, you and your husband, Mr. David Fatah, took a bold step Can you tell us what that step was and how did your home become the Fatah House of Umoja Boys Team?
I asked the members of my son's gang to move in and live with us. This was in the summer of 1969, and 15 boys from the gang accepted the invitation. We had to give away and all of our furniture on the first floor in order to make sleeping arrangements for the 15 boys.
Good day, Queen Mother Fatah. My name is Yvonne. In 1994, you contributed to a book titled World Without Violence, in which world leaders shared their commentaries of world harmony, peace, and justice. You were selected to contribute to this book by Dr. Arul Gandhi, grandson of Mohandas Gandhi. One of my heartfelt goals and passion is to become an author and hopes of publishing my own books. Can you please tell me what was it like to be selected for such an honor, and what type of advice can you share with myself and other young ladies who are interested in the field of writing and journalism?
When I received the letter from Dr. Gandhi, I really could not absolutely believe that he knew anything about either myself or the House of Umoja. It was quite a thrill. When I was a child, my mother gave me a book called 100 Great Lives. And in that book was the a bio on Mahatma Gandhi, and he was my favorite. And so all those years later, to be asked to contribute to a book such as this was truly, I was truly humbled by the whole experience. In terms of how one gets into the field of writing, I think first you must read. You have to become an avid reader so that you can begin to understand how other people have approached the how they go about putting their thoughts on paper. Then I think the next step would be to write about something, any subject whatsoever that has made a serious impact on your life. Something that only you are aware of, and something that really you feel that is, that you have a burning desire to pass the information on to inspire others. I think that this would be a second step. Also, I think it would be important to contact the English teachers in your schools to let them know what your ambition is, so they will give you hard work, because that's what it's going to take. Hard work so that you begin to understand your craft. And last but not least, there are many publications in the library that you can utilize in terms of understanding what it takes to become a writer.
Thank you, Queen Mother Falaka Fatah.
Mm-hmm. Good day, Queen Mother Fatah. My name is Monique. Over the past 37 years, the House of Umoja has caused and reduced in gang death in the city of Philadelphia, as documented by the law enforcement. My question is, how were you able to accomplish such a huge task?
Well, first of all, it was not one person's effort. It was a cooperative effort, and most basically it was an effort that came from the young men that lived here at the House of Umoja with us at that time. By living day by day with the boys, it became very apparent to me and to my husband that they really did not want to have to go out and to fight and die every day, that they really wanted a way that they could find conflict resolution to the various issues that came as part of their life experience. So I do not take credit for the reduction. I think that maybe we were facilitators and tried to find different ways so that the young people could stop. So I have often thought about different awards and what have you that we have received, but I've always felt that the awards should really go. I was not fighting anybody. And so therefore I think that the people who stopped the fighting should be the ones who receive the accolades.
Thank you, Queen Mother Fatah. Good day, Queen Mother Fatah. My name is Diana. I see that you are the task force leader for the School District of Philadelphia Task Force on School Safety. Can you tell us a little about this?
Well, this occurred many, many years ago when they were looking through the city to find different community leaders who were interested in being supportive of a better environment in the school. You cannot learn if you are afraid. Most recently, however, my husband is the lead person from the House of Umoja who is working with 13 different schools. We have workers in these different schools, and the main job that they have is to try to prevent problems before they get out of hand.
Thank you. We salute you, Queen Mother Fatah, and we thank you for all the work you have done to enhance the lives of so many, and we hope that you will come back and grace us with your wisdom and encouragement.
Thank you so much, and I really have enjoyed being with you on the program.
We're not done yet, Queen Mother.
Okay.
Nancy, is there anything else you would like to ask?
Yes. My question is for you, Queen Mother Falaka Fatah.
Yes.
What were you trying to say to people when you wrote the book, War Without Violence?
I was trying to say that you have many conflicts that have occurred in the world, and too often they are at the basis people have used different religions and pitted the one person's faith against another. And I really was trying to communicate the fact that there is one God, and if we really want to worship God, he does not condone violence. That was my main concept.
Thank you, Queen Mother.
Thank you.
Lisa, is there anything else you would like to ask Queen Mother Fatah?
Yes. My question to you, Queen Mother Falaka Fatah, what type of advice can you give us young ladies who are trying to make a difference in society where there are so many obstacles in your way?
Well, I think that you have already made a wonderful first step by joining together to become part of the ladies' club. I noticed that in your mission statement that you want to educate and enhance the lives of young people. Well, I think that women, girls, and eventually you will become mothers. Our role is as a nurturer. We are the first teachers of our children. And so the more we learn, the more we are able to pass on to them. And it has a multiple effect because what you give to your child, the child will give to others. I have six sons, and one of my sons is a politician, and I have been so pleased and so proud of him because during his time in Washington and certainly before that in Harrisburg, he has been able to touch the lives of thousands, maybe now in the millions of young people because his focus has been on education. And certainly I know that education was highly prized in our family, and so he's been able to pass that on to others. And so I would say, first, you must be the change you want to see. That is a quote from Gandhi, and I think that that's a good guide for all of the young ladies.
Thank you, Queen Mother, for life of Qatar.
Thank you.
Aliza, is there anything else you would like to ask?
Yes. Queen Mother Falaka Fatah, do
yes.
you think that the House of Umoja would have an impact on young women such as ourselves?
Yes, we have included young women in many of our programs. It's just that the young ladies do not live here. So, for instance, right now we are engaged in trying to spread a culture of peace by having young people, young students in the schools to sign the Imani Pledge, which is a pledge for peace. And this pledge is for girls and boys. And so we really need help in getting the pledges signed. We have set a goal of having 100,000 signatures by September of this year when the House of Umoja will be celebrating its 40th year. And we have about 2,500 signatures. So you can see we have a long way to go.
Thank you, Queen Mother, for lack of time.
I've enjoyed being with you.
Queen Mother, there's a question that I have to ask you.
Sure.
This is Rashida Jabbar.
Yes, Rashida.
I would like you to just touch base a little about the Imani Pledge. Can you
All right.
tell us what the Imani Pledge is, please?
Well, let me give you a little history. First, in 1974, the House of Umoja sponsored the No Gang War in 74 campaign, which was well attended by the major gangs in the city of Philadelphia who were fighting at that time. They agreed to the Imani Pact. It was a pact of four peace. And they gave their word, and they kept their word. Now we go fast forward to 2008. The young people, who some of whom are engaged now in negative activities, are the children, in some cases the grandchildren, of those fathers that signed the Imani Pact back in 1974. So what we are asking for is that the young people at least come up to what their fathers and grandfathers have done before them and take the pledge, which is the Imani Pledge for peace.
Wow. Queen Mother?
Yes.
Okay, so we almost, I thought we had lost you there.
No, I'm right here.
It went dead on us for a minute.
Okay.
That is beautiful.
No,
Queen
thank
Mother,
you. And I want to take this occasion to thank you, Rashida, because you're really a soldier in this area of trying to promote a culture of peace. Nobody does anything by themselves. It's just that we have to come together in such a mass that it becomes a critical mass, so that the same words are on everybody's lips and in everybody's heart. And then that way we will conquer, because the only way that you stop evil is with good.
Yes, great, wonderful. Well, Queen Mother, those that are in our listening audience and do not know, we all need mentors. Doesn't matter how old we are, how young we are.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you, Queen Mother, for all the hard work that you have done throughout the community, throughout the years. And I just want you to know that there is a young lady whose life that you have impacted since I was the age of 16. I'm not going to tell how old I am now.
Okay. Well, women are never required to give their age, but that makes me feel really good. You've made my day, I've enjoyed being on the program.
You are a true blessing, and it's an honor for the young ladies to know the history and to come into company as such ladies as yourselves. And there are two young ladies here that's raising their hand to me because they're dying to ask you two more questions.
Okay.
And we're going to turn it over to them.
Nicole, would you like to ask Queen Mother Fatah?
Yes, Queen Mother Falaka Fatah. Do you think that your effort and help into the Stop the Violence helped with all of the killing in Philadelphia today?
Yes, I do think that we have been able to make an input into that. The beginning of the school term, my husband David Fatah, as part of a national effort, asked the fathers to bring their children to school. Which they did. 5,000 fathers in September brought their children to the schools of Philadelphia. And it was well documented that after that there was a drop in violence. So we know that some of that effort and many of the other efforts we have made, but no one can rest on their laurels because we still have killings going on. So the job is not finished. And it's a job that is not just inherent on one group, but it's inherent that all of us work on this problem because we all benefit. Every time we lose a person, we don't know who that person could have become.
Thank you, Queen Mother Fatah.
You're welcome.
Kelsey, would you like to ask Queen Mother Fatah?
Yes. My question to you, Queen Mother Falaka Fatah, is how do you feel knowing that you are one of the people who influence young people to stop violence?
Well, I feel that I'm doing what God wants me to do. I think that God has a task for everyone, and sometimes people don't know what the job is that God wants them to do. But once you find out what it is, then that's what you are required. And so that's how I feel about it. I feel that I'm doing the work that I'm supposed to do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right now we are going to take a moment to take a station break, and we just want everyone to know who's listening in to this wonderful show. If you'd like to call in, you can call in right now to Master Griot Radio while you're listening and speak with the ladies. Club from Common G's Elementary School, just call in to 1-646-716-7994. The number again is 1-646-716-7994. You can also visit us online at www.mastergriotradio.com. That's www.mastergriot.com. And so we're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to this selection by Queen, Can't Save the Babies If I Ain't Saved Myself. Okay, the song is playing.
Okay, I'm signing off.
Please pardon an interruption, Mrs. Watson. Please contact the office, Mrs. Watson.
Rashida?
Yes. Jackie? I'm here.
Okay, one second. Okay, Rashida?
Yes. Jackie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's wrong?
Okay.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can. Maybe I'm mostly speaking over the song or not. Okay, so we're back. That was Queen with Can't Save the Babies. And we're back here for our second half. So if anyone would like to call in, and I guess the young ladies are going to just, you know, continue with the issues that they would like to talk about.
Okay. Ms. Rashida Jabbar, our home and school president, and with respect, our big sister and advisor of our ladies club, we will turn the mic back to you.
We know that you have questions for us. Ms. Rashid?
Yes. Thank you very much, ladies. We're back again, and we have a parent that's trying to reach us, so we're going to have a surprise parent that's trying to call in on the show at this moment. And what we want to do right now is that the ladies have two questions for me, but we're going to answer that in the latter part. What we need to know today, because since this is a young ladies club, we would like to know, and young ladies, I'm posing the question to you, what is it that the young ladies club at Benjamin Comegys Elementary School, what does it mean to you to be a part of this unique and special club? Ladies.
I think the Young Ladies Club of Benjamin Comegys means that they help you with etiquette, grace, and charm. They try to teach you respect, how to sit right, how to talk right, and how to listen. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
I think that the Ladies Club is great for young ladies to teach them how to talk to elderly, eat properly, sit up straight, and about etiquette and grace.
Great. Introduce yourself. Everyone wants to know who we're talking to.
Good day. My name is Elisa. I think that the Ladies Club at Benjamin D. Comegys Elementary School is a great opportunity. During the Ladies Club, hopefully I will learn etiquette, grace, and charm, how to respect elders, and how to speak properly.
Wonderful.
Next. Hello, my name is Lisa. I think the Ladies Club is a great opportunity to learn more and to learn how to respect people, and it's a big inspiration, and I should be thankful for what I have. Thank you.
Wow, wonderful.
Good day, my name is Chelsea. The Ladies Club means so much to me. Hopefully, I will learn how to dine properly. I will learn etiquette. I will learn etiquette. Thank you.
Next.
Good day. My name is Yvonne. The Ladies Club of Benjamin B. Comegys means a whole lot to me. It's a good opportunity for me to grow up and be something and do something for myself and learn etiquette, charm, and grace, and to respect people like they want to be treated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Diana. The Ladies Club means to me that being a lady and learning more about how to be a lady. Also, it teaches me about history.
Wonderful.
Good day, my name is Monique. The Ladies Club means so much to me. It like teaches you everything you need to learn, like not to curse or like be like fight or like. It teaches you how to be a lady and not to be like a boy and you sit like a boy with your legs open and stuff. It teaches you how to eat properly and walk properly, not to yell and scream, but to say it like in your own type of way, in your own voice, not to act different in front of people and like to act your own way and not act like everyone wants you to be.
That's a good point, Monique, and I appreciate that. Because basically you were saying that be your own person. Stand up and stand up on your own two feet and be your own person. That is great, ladies. And let me ask you another question. Amber.
Yes.
Nicole, this is a question I have for you. During the interview with Queen Mother Falaka Fatah from the House of Emoja, which was a great job that you young ladies did, and this is such a short, brief moment that you had the encounter to speak with her, how has that impacted your life thus far?
It impacted my life because I know more of my history and what goes on around Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Thank you. Great. Everyone loves that answer. Great. Now, we also know, ladies, that you all have, the young ladies, have two questions for me, and they're very anxious listening to the audience to get these questions out for me. So we're just going to go ahead and turn the floor over to Monique.
All right. Good day. My name is Monique. I have a question for Ms. Jabbar. Ms. Jabbar, you have accomplished so many things in your life. How would it feel to lose it all?
Wow. That's a great question. How would it feel to lose it all? Well, I can say losing it all would be to, when I wake up every day or when I watch the news and I hear of a young person losing their life. To me, that is losing it all. When you have tried so many things and have tried and have dedicated your life to try to enhance the lives of our young people, and when you hear of young people losing their life, when you hear of young people selling drugs, when you hear of young teenage girls that haven't even completed high school, dropping out and having babies, to me, that is losing it all. Because at that moment, I feel that I did not do everything that I could. I have not reached enough to get the word out. I haven't gathered up as many young people such as yourselves to be a part and to come in to help us to make this community better. And I do appreciate that question, because when you say lose it all, to me, losing it all is when I have when I become unable, physically, mentally, and spiritually, unable to help and dedicate my life, to helping others such as yourself here. And I appreciate that question.
Thank you, Ms. Jabbar.
Thank you, Ms. Monique.
Good day. My name is Yvonne. Ms. Rashida Jabbar, how does it feel to be part of the First Ladies Club at Benjamin Borders Comedies Elementary School, and how does it feel to work with young ladies such as us?
Wow, you have some great questions. It feels, I tell you, the feeling that I'm feeling right now, and those of you in our listening audience, you cannot see me running around here smiling, just jumping up with joy, ready to slap a high five. It is just so wonderful to be in the company of young ladies such as yourself. I want to commend you, first of all, that I am blessed. I feel blessed, where though someone may have just given me $1 million. This is how excited I am to be a part of a groundbreaking experience that, I mean, it leaves me speechless. And the funny thing about it is, I'm the one that is to be teaching proper etiquette and language and how to use the proper words at the right time. But right now, to be honest with you, there's not too many times in my life that I am left speechless. And right now, I am completely speechless watching you young ladies, working with you in this short length of time, the awesome, wonderful job that you have done today, your very first interview. And I mean, God, it is a true blessing. So I am extremely honored to be a part of this first groundbreaking, I call it history in the making, what we're doing here today. And you all have impacted my life. It gives us extra reasons to get out of the bed in the morning when you're feeling down. It brings that extra fire in your life when you can reach back and to try to help someone else. And I just want to say that you young ladies are, most of you here are the top of your class. And you all understand the responsibility that you're holding right now to bring this program and implement this program so we can continue it. I cannot do anything without the support and help of you young ladies with the Young Ladies Club of Benjamin Comegys School. So I thank you so much for your efforts and your willingness and desire of what you're trying to do. You have made my life today. You have made for me a dream come true. This is something that I wanted to do. And I also thank Mr. Gantz. Because if it wasn't for Mr. Franklin Gantz coming to me about the Gentlemen's Club and asking me would I do this here, this wouldn't be possible without him. I thank the teachers. As Queen Mother Fatah said that it takes a village, that one can't do without themselves. So I thank people such as yourselves, nice young ladies that are willing to sit and be patient to absorb what we're trying to teach and to bring your own ideas to the table. So I hope that answered your question, because everyone knows I can go on, and but I really do appreciate you ladies, because without you, at this particular point in my life, right now, for what we're trying to do, there would be no me. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms.
Rashida.
We appreciate you.
Also, we're looking for ladies, professional women, that are willing to come in and to help our young ladies. We have Deanna Williams from 107.9 FM and also the founder of I Am organization, who will be coming to speak to our young ladies in March. We're going to have her here. We also have the Holistic Care, Dufay Holistic Care, who's coming in to teach our young ladies about hair care. We have Ms. Watson, who is the nurse at Benjamin Comegy School, who's coming in to teach the young ladies different things. We also have, who's our host, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams from the Master Griot Project, that will be coming in to assist us. We have so many. Aisha from Music Junior Music Executives, who will be coming in to assist the young ladies, and so many more that I have reached out to. And without everyone coming in to assist, we cannot do the things that we choose to do. We want to thank the staff at Benjamin Comegy School that it has been supportive of us. We have the young ladies. You all will be going out reading to the young people from the ages of 12, from the K, from grades K to 4. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're also having a cook-off. Is anyone here going to tell us about the cook-off that you're doing in, for Black History Month?
On the cook-off, we'll be able to make our own meals and create them. And we will have a taster and see which ones taste the best.
Also, there will be games and lots of food. So, and it's free. So if you want to come down, just come down.
What there is, the young ladies are learning how to cook. We all were given cookbooks. So we're thinking of meals to come up with, and we're having tasters. The young ladies are going to have tasters. They're going to put on a concert for you. There are going to be a lot of things that we have planned later on as we go on through this Young Ladies First Club. Ladies, we're going to begin to be ready to sign off. If there's anything that you would like to say to the listening audience, to the parents, any needs that you may have that you would like to speak about, how best they can help young ladies, not just in Benjamin Comegy School, but the young ladies that may not be an A and B average, that may be going down the wrong path. Is there anything that you would like to say or question? We're going to start with Monique, and we're going to work our way around the table.
Well, I would like to say that, like, when your kids are outside watching, because you don't know what they're doing, and, like, watch what they eat, too, because some things, they can gain extra weight, and, like, that can lower their heart rate and everything. Make sure they exercise, and make sure they do their homework at the school. Do it with them if you have time. If you're at work, just do it over the phone. Just help them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I believe that we should create a program for children who are getting CDs and SLA report cards and that don't know, they don't have the right guidance. So I believe that we should create a program. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that everybody should be safe, and that we need to work for each other to stop the violence on the streets.
Next.
I honestly think that if you're a teenage or preteen girl out there, just think before you speak, think before your actions, take care of yourself, wash up.
Please pardon the interruption. Mr. Keith, please report to room 204. Mr. Keith, report to room 204.
Everyone, this is live at Comedy's Elementary School.
We're live at the school. Continue. Anyone else? Okay, let's go around.
I want to say that y'all should be, your kids should be thankful for that they have a parent, because some kids out there don't have no mom or dad or nobody to take care of them, to look up to. And I think that kids should be grateful. They shouldn't go around saying, I hate my mom, I hate my dad. They should just go around and be thankful for what they have and be proud of themselves, growing up to have education, growing up to be in the school, and just be themselves.
I want to tell the audience, and this is something my mom once told me, never think that you're no good, because everybody's good enough. Like, I love singing, but sometimes I think I'm not that good. My mom said, it's fine, just believe in yourself, and I want everybody else to believe in themselves for what they think.
One more. We have shout-outs now.
I want to give a shout-out to my mom, my grandma, my dad, my cousins, and my best friends, because y'all believe in me, and when I don't believe in myself,
and who are you?
My name is Nicole.
I would like to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, of course, myself, my sisters, I love them, my nieces and my nephew, and I love you all. Peace.
I would like to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my whole family.
My name is Lisa, and I want to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, and my family. I want to thank you all for what you had done for me.
I want to give a shout-out to all my family and friends. You supported me. You were there for me through thick and thin. Thank you. Love you.
I want to give a shout-out to my friends, my mom, my cousin, my grandma, and my little brother, Christopher.
Okay. I would like to give a shout-out to my mom for helping me get through everything, and especially my grandma and my brothers. I have no sisters, but my cousins that are like sisters to me, Sabria, Layla, and Miriam.
I want to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, and my sister who goes to the school.
And we want to thank Ms. Rashida Jabbar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I want to give a shout-out to my family, Ms. Begins, all the teachers, and Ms. Rashida for helping us do this Ladies Club, because without her, we wouldn't have all be here.
Well, let's give it up, ladies, for
come on, stay tuned. We got more right after.
God bless.
Great, great. Yes. This is Master Griot Radio, Channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I've been sitting back allowing the Ladies Club of Common Jeeves Elementary School be your guest for this moment in time. So this is not going to end. They will be here on Master Griot Radio every other Thursday. So in 2 weeks, come back, same place, same time, live from Common Jeeves Elementary School. I just want to say, awesome. You young ladies have blown me away. You're speaking clearly. You're saying intelligent things. You are prepared. This is one of the best interviews I've ever done. We're going to just let everybody know. And I want you to know NBBTA stands for the National Black Business Trade Association. And we're going to let everybody at NBBTA know about this show. We're in our second anniversary. We want to thank you for being here. Thank you, Rashida Jabbar, for bringing them out. 1 second. We're out. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Thank you.